Girl Scout cookies started to be sold in the 1930s, and girls were actually making the cookies and selling them. And then at some point, bakers started to make the cookies, and girls were selling them around the country. And now we have two bakers that make the cookies and to all the councils in the United States. Our Girl Scout Council, through the girls, we're trying to sell over 4 million Girl Scout cookies this year.
That's a lot of cookies. So
it is.
Are there any new flavors or types available this year?
We are selling two new snack bars, and we're one of 9 councils across the country that are piloting these snack bars. They're a healthier alternative, and they're kind of a takeoff on the cookies because one's called a tagalong. That's a peanut butter. And then the other one is a double dutch snack bar. And the thing that's so exciting with that is that on the box are two girls from our council, and they're from a jump rope team. Because when you're a jump rope team, sometimes you do the double dutch jump rope.
Well, traditionally, or at least in most recent years, Girl Scouts sold cookies to family members and to friends, and you often see them in the entryways of supermarkets. I was wondering if the Girl Scouts are going high-tech here and are going to be selling on the Internet and using social media and so forth.
Well, Girl Scouts are changing with the times, and we know that girls are using the Internet. We still are not... I want to say not allowing, but that's not the way to say it. Girls can let their friends and family know that they're selling Girl Scouts, but the actual transaction still needs to not be online unless they're participating in a special cookie online process that the baker offers. You know, everybody always thinks that it's just a box of cookies. But I think the thing that people don't always realize is that girls develop lifelong skills through the cookie sale, and they develop self-confidence. So the girls are learning things like decision-making, goal-setting, money management, people skills.
Where do the proceeds from the sale of the cookies go?
The sale of the cookies, the proceeds stay local. Portion of the cookie sales goes to the girls' troop. They make decisions about what they want to do, whether they want to do something like a service project and help out their community, or whether they want to do something fun. And then the sale proceeds also go to help with volunteer training, with maintaining camps, to maintain and increase our programming for girls.
Anne McDonald is communications manager for the Girl Scouts of Western Ohio. I'm Steve Hirschberg.